2 years ago, the co-chairs of the council at that time tried a new concept with a review of the state income tax, and that was a symposia series. And it was met with quite relative success. So the council this year, the co-chairs decided they would like to try two of such of these steering committees and continue the practice. So Representative Bollwig and Senator Olson, the current co-chairs, created a steering committee on early childhood brain development, and then this particular committee. Rather than giving you an assignment that was expecting of you to then take that assignment and bring back legislation, the co-chairs have appointed this steering committee as a concept for you to gather information for the benefit of the legislature. And whether or not you make recommendations within that information is totally up to you collectively. And how we go from this point to the conclusion of your symposia are also guided by you. The idea being you would work to bring speakers together that would give you both sides of the issues, all the various facets, compile that information and present that information back to the co-chairs, who would take it to the council and have it available to the legislature. It worked well 2 years ago because it was those recommendations were then, that information on income tax, parts of it were used in various legislative packages throughout the biennium. So the hope is the same with this group. The council does maintain a website for all of the study committees, and in addition, we are doing that for your steering committee, so that all of the materials that you have prepared for you or the speakers that you bring in, their materials can be found on that website. And you can direct folks there to review that or also have it handy for yourself. We have added this year to our materials this little QR code that you see on your agenda, so that if you do have a scanner on your cell phone or your tablet, you can just target that and it will take you directly to your page on our website, so you can have easy access to that information. We're very thankful for Wisconsin Eye that they religiously come to us and cover all of our summer activities. We do put a link on your website to that. We also audio record all of your proceedings, and those are there and kept there as well. We are two of the staff from the council will be working with you. Jessica Carls and Larry Konopacki, two of our senior staff attorneys, will be providing staff assistance to you. And again, on behalf of the co-chairs of the council, I want to thank you all for your work this summer and look forward to the information that you gather.
Well, very good. Thanks. You, Terry. Very nice overview. And so it's really going to be a kind of a freewheeling process in terms to, you know, how we go through the process and where we finish the process. So that's good. I think we'll end up at some good results with that in mind. I just have some opening remarks here also, and I'll start with those. First of all, I'd like to thank Senator Tom Tiffany for volunteering to be the vice chair, and all my colleagues for volunteering to spend part of your beautiful summer on this study issue. I'm glad that we have a diverse and robust participation on this steering committee. Besides a varying partisan and ideological composition, we have an excellent geographic cross-section of Wisconsin represented on this committee, from our state's largest municipality to the smallest town in the North Woods and everything in between. Also, our Ledge Council Committee has done a terrific job so far gathering data for us to analyze thus far, and I'm sure they'll be able to continue to do so as we have specific requests that happen to come up in the process. So we in the legislature see several bills introduced every session to exempt some manner of personal property from the personal property tax. It's a pattern that has survived both political parties for a long period of time. The personal property tax is a revenue mechanism that affects various industries and communities differently. From a quick glance at the memo Legislative Fiscal Bureau has prepared for this committee, I count 46 explicit statutory authorizations for tax exemptions. This on top of our general tax exemptions encompassing 31 categories of property. I request this topic because to be the subject of a legislative study council committee and offered to chair that committee because I believe this is an issue that needs to be reviewed in its entirety from a fresh perspective. The people of Wisconsin deserve an all-encompassing look at the purpose of this tax, the revenue generated, its equity, the cost of compliance, and its effect on business and job growth in Wisconsin. I think we can roll up our sleeves and tackle this multi-layered issue diligently and efficiently. So what I'm going to also then lead off with is just kind of what we had envisioned for a framework for this. And then when I get done kind of running through that, I just want to open it up to the floor and discuss your thoughts, your ideas, your perspectives, how you think the direction of this thing should be going, and just so we can have a clear roadmap for everyone as to how at least we're going to incrementally take the steps in this project here. So what we had talked about, the tentative plans for this committee is to host 2 one-half-day symposia. And the dates we're looking at are July 30th and September 3rd. So if you guys, I think maybe you've been abreast of those dates already, and hopefully they're going to work out for everybody. But depending upon the outcome of those 2 symposia meetings, we might reconvene in October then. The first, potentially, we've got kind of penciled in here for further discussion of the last symposia topics that we've gone over. And my hope is that the symposia series will increase awareness and understanding of the personal property tax in Wisconsin. And I, again, want this platform to be open to a balance of different perspectives on tax policy. We want to learn from every side, from every angle. So in the end, you know, depending upon what type of resolution we come up with, if we do, that we'll have a broad perspective as to how that would have been arrived at. With that in mind, the tentative plans for these two symposia that I'd like to discuss and throw out there would be on July 30th, we'd hope maybe to accomplish 3 goals there. And those goals would be first, kick off the meeting with a speaker who can provide us with a politically neutral, broad perspective about property tax and personal property taxation policies, and the emphasis on national trends, history, and possibly blend that with some of our general tax theory. So just a real broad overview from somebody who can bring a very unbiased perspective is our goal with that. And our legislative staff is also working on some options to fill this slot, and I must tell you that they have been very, very helpful in this process up to date, and I'm certain that they'll be very helpful again as we move through this process. Second, on that day, I'd like to ask the Department of Revenue and the Legislative Fiscal Bureau to brief attendees on, again, personal property tax policy in Wisconsin to get some agency perspectives on the personal property tax and historical practice, complaints, likes, dislikes, all that type of stuff that we just want to really have thrown out here. Third, I'd like to invite the property tax assessors from a local unit of government, there might be several of those possibly, and someone familiar with business compliance to also testify and to share their information about the administration of some of our personal property tax issues throughout the state. And as a transition into our second symposium, I'd like to ask these speakers to also touch on challenges that should be considered if changes are proposed to our current personal property tax system. So if we throw out ideas for changes, what might be challenges or unintended consequences that we'd like to know about up front so we can be aware, and those can all be part of the equation as we look into this issue. The League of Wisconsin Municipalities is also working on recommendations for an assessor who may be able to participate. And we've identified a person with a great deal of experience who has personal property tax compliance from the business perspective who's willing to participate. And his name is Bob Lang, a different Bob Lang. He works for...
Side job, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's tough times these days. But from Schenck SC, a consulting firm in Milwaukee, and he serves as a citizen member on the Village of Greendale Board of Review. So he'll be someone bringing some of that private sector expertise to this discussion here. And then talking a little bit about what we might do on September 3rd at that second symposium, we'd like to try to focus on maybe getting two goals done. And that would be first to provide an opportunity for a range of perspectives on tax policy to be presented. I'm hoping to secure a commitment from the Tax Foundation to present information about the benefits of pro-business tax policy, including a dynamic analysis of the estimated impact of reducing various types of business tax burdens. I also hope to invite an organization such as Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy to provide arguments in favor of tax reforms from a more progressive perspective also. So we can again balance the perspectives regarding any changes that we might consider in this policy here. And secondly, I'd like to assemble a panel of representatives of various groups to get their reactions to these policy speakers and the speakers from the previous symposium, kind of a feedback thing for the people who are in the field and have the expertise. Possible participants there might include representatives of the League of Municipalities, Wisconsin Towns Association, other assessing professionals, and various trade groups and taxpayer organizations. So really just a kind of a hodgepodge of everybody who has a vested interest and stake in the direction that this policy might go. So with all that being said, as kind of a framework, I'd like to open it up to the committee to really, I'm interested in your thoughts, your feedbacks on what this tentative schedule might be, and ideas that you might have to direct our route here also. So, comments, suggestions? Assemblyman Sanfilippo.
I think it's important that when we're hearing from the business community and the taxpayers, that we... I think it's important when we hear from the business, you shouldn't have a problem with being a love mom. When we get feedback from the community, we should reach out especially, you know, to not only larger businesses, but also small businesses, because, you know, they're paying the same taxes, but their experiences are completely different. When you're in a small family business, you know, oftentimes you're doing it all yourself versus a larger business that may have attorneys and accountants on staff. And it's important for us to judge the cost and the burden on small business, because, as we know, that's where most of our job creation comes from. And so, as a small business owner, who fills out these forms, at least a half a dozen of them a year, it is burdensome. And I think that we really need to look at the impact and how it's holding back small business from growing and being able to move.
I appreciate those comments. I think those are very good points to keep in mind as we progress along. Anyone else with some comments, thoughts, ideas?
Yes? Thanks for sharing this representative school board. This is an issue, you know how when we talk to constituents, and when we get a comment that we receive multiple times, we know that it's an issue affecting other people.
Getting excited.
this is an issue that I've heard from constituents multiple times that they have some concerns with, and as Representative Sanfilippo mentioned, being a former small business owner and having filled out these forms, I dedicated about half a day or a day each year to doing this, and it was a real pain doing it. So that's part of the reason for my interest in this, and I'm really interested in hearing from the various speakers.
It should be very interesting. Yes.
Whenever it's always hard when you're being when you're on this end to know when you interject. But if you put something on the list, that would be great.
No, you're next up.
Okay. I would just like to echo, some of the comments that have already been made. My question is that as I travel to Maine, that's when I hear a lot of burdens of Maine property tax really hindering businesses on our Main Street. And in addition to hearing from Main Street businesses, that's really costly local subcommittee leaders. They're frustrated given the, you know, various nature of collecting the data, small amount of money in many cases. And so I'm really upset on this effort. I'm excited to be a part of it, and I look forward to presentations and learning more about how it affects.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And if we on a little technical end here, one comment, if you could.
If we're getting a lot of background noise, is it possible to mute your phones if you're not speaking? I think that would help the committee hear everybody a little bit better.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Representative Culp. Are you, am I in a queue or am I up?
You are up.
Excellent. And I appreciate the opportunity to serve on the symposium as well. I think it's something that really needs to be looked at carefully. And just as a matter of a, by the way, I just came back from a trip overseas with a number of other Midwestern legislators and had the opportunity to talk to the President Pro Tem of the Minnesota Senate, which is, you probably are aware, it's on the other side of the aisle of where I am, and asked her just, I just mentioned that I was on this symposium for a personal property tax, and without any hesitation, she said, get rid of it. And she's an interesting lady who has been in the legislature for many years, and I found that to be a very interesting input. So I do believe that it is something that, obviously there's some sticky issues we'll have to figure out, how to make sure that we work through those, but I do believe this is something that's bipartisan. I think if that was Representative Billings on the other phone, I believe that we're heading in the right direction to at least take a good comprehensive look at this, and I'm just delighted to be a part of it.
Well, thank you, and I think the key is a comprehensive look at it is a good one to focus on, and we'll get a lot of answers as we go through this process, I'm sure. Yes, Senator.
Mr. Chair, this is Representative Brown.
Go right ahead, please.
Thank you. I appreciate how you laid out where we're going. I really do. I think you're trying to get input from all directions. And from my background, I own numerous small businesses and sit on the boards, but I'm also a former mayor. So I do want to make sure we all understand that we put increasing pressure on our local governments with the levy caps, with now bringing in various other fees for fire protection, et cetera, under those caps. And yet we still continue to expect them to provide a good chunk of our services to the citizens of the state. And it's a partnership, so we need to understand and make sure that they have a connected voice at the table, along with the voice of business. Make sure we listen to them and understand what we're going to be doing here if we follow through on this path, that they still have the resources they need so that somebody calling 911, somebody is showing up in a timely fashion to address that emergency, et cetera. So I just want to make sure that we have a balanced approach, that I want to hear from businesses. Again, I'm a business person myself, but I also want to make sure that there's ample time and opportunity to represent the local government to give us their input, and that we make sure that we are giving them the resources they need. I don't want to go more in depth than anybody else on this committee, but we have to also understand that they provide essential services, and the revenue we're talking about is sometimes used to help address some of those things. So I just want to make sure all of us here, starting with the state, but also local government, realize that there's need to be some balance. I'm all for streamlining things, but I want to make sure that they're interested kept with here as we have the discussion.
I appreciate those comments. I think all those stakeholders will be at the table in our discussions in this symposium here, but thanks for that comment. Yes?
I'd like to second the motion of the representative who's concerned about the impact of local communities. Too often, since I've been in the legislature, what we do is sort of ignore or we mandate on local units of government, give these exemptions, and then don't provide any compensation for the property tax base. And that several years ago was computer equipment, telephones, all of these things. And too often as legislators, I know we want to try and say we're in favor of tax cuts, but often they're tax shifts. And as someone, I think also we should represent our senior citizens living on fixed incomes or low income people. that a lot of the bills on both sides of the aisle, people pass these exemptions to different, you know, interest groups. And it's, I am concerned also about small business paperwork, but I'm very concerned about the trend of this legislature and how we're going forward of ignoring local units of government and not looking at the impact of these shift. Because anytime there's a tax cut, it's shifted somewhere else. And that's been my main concern for several years. So thank you for having the symposium. And if you get a chance, maybe you have it in our pile, but your outline for the next three meetings sounds great. If we could just have a copy of it, sure. That'd be great.
Sure, great. Excellent. Any other comments? Okay, well, we do, I've kind of gone through a roadmap, I guess, as to how we will get to the end result of this symposium here. And really, today was pretty brief meeting to just kind of lay that out there and certainly invite feedback after this meeting if something comes to mind or further thoughts as to, you know, other people we might have that would be testifying or perspectives that we should be looking at here. And this is kind of like the first day of class. You get the syllabus and we don't do all that much. You go home again and prepare for your work. But so I guess if there aren't any other comments at this point in time. Yes?
So I just thought of one with your comment. You just thought of another additional comment.
Sure.
And this is Senator Heiser. But the other thing, as you find presenters, I guess I would encourage you to keep in mind, and I'd be happy to work with you, making sure we look at how some of our border regions are impacted, because some of these issues might have a different impact in different parts of the state. And so where that might be applicable, we keep that in mind and make sure that we have all these represented.
Good. Well, that's another great nuance that has to be focused on as we go through this learning process and investigation of this whole concept of personal property taxes. So, point well taken. Yes?
Maybe before we adjourn, I'd be interested to know if any committee members had questions from the materials that were sent out or anything that we might follow up on for additional information before we meet again. We sent quite a stack. I see you've got there's a lot of information there. So if there's and if not at this moment, just feel free to contact us, and we'll either seek out what you need or help dig through what you already have.
Okay, Representative.
I noticed in reviewing the material that I think it was about 10 states that currently do not have personal property tax, and I think it would be important for us to see if they never had it, or particularly the ones that have had it, how they transitioned away from it. And so let's take a look at what other states have done. I don't have a copy here, but I think there was some in the Midwest.
Sure.
Here, I just remember reading it last night. So let's kind of take a look and see what other states have done to get to that point where they don't have it, because of that several of us would like to see an option or a path to be able to get away from it altogether, rather than accepting some things and not others and just making it too complicated. We should just simplify everything and just get rid of the personal property tax, would be my preference. Well, let's see how others have done it, because there are issues with the funds that are generated and where they're going to end up, I guess. Others have this concern, so we need to address them.
I think we have some people lined up that will be touching on that, but we'll make sure that that focus is there on those issues. Anybody else? Okay, well, if that's the case, I will adjourn things here and look forward to seeing everyone then on July 30th. And please stay in touch in the meantime. Thank you.
Are all the meetings going to be this long?
Can't promise that.
Yeah, exactly.
It all depends on what we talk about. So, yep. Thank you.